The World This Week.
Anyone who lays a finger on Vietnam must be duly punished. Don't play with war.
Radio Hanoi on China's drive across the border and into Vietnamese territory.
The other side.
The U.S. Embassy under fire in Tehran.
Me siento feliz y honrado de volver nuevamente a México.
And President Carter heads south of the border in search of better Mexican-American relations. I'm David Jackson, CBS News reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A months-old propaganda war turned hot this week. The Chinese dragon flexed, sending soldiers across the border and 6 miles into Vietnam. Peter Collins has been watching events from Bangkok.
The attack had been expected for several weeks, ever since the Chinese buildup of 150,000 men, together with armor and aircraft, was spotted on the northern border of Vietnam. Chinese Vice Premier Deng Xiaoping had openly suggested that China would punish Vietnam for its own invasion of Cambodia. China is also angry with Vietnam for its close alignment with the Soviet Union. The invasion began at dawn Saturday. Chinese armor and infantry supported by aircraft swept across the border at 4 points, including some within 100 miles of Hanoi. A Hanoi radio broadcast today claimed that Vietnamese forces had destroyed 46 tanks and killed hundreds of Chinese. The Vietnamese said the attack had been checked. Peking said little about the fighting except that it was in response to alleged Vietnamese provocations. Peking also said it would withdraw its forces, and intelligence sources here said the Chinese had penetrated no farther than 6 miles into Vietnam. With the Chinese limiting their use of their air force and Vietnamese main force units apparently avoiding large-scale combat, indications were that the fighting would be brief. Peter Collins, CBS News, Bangkok.
The United States moved quickly to urge restraint and called for the withdrawal not only of Chinese troops from Vietnam, but Vietnamese troops from Cambodia. All the while stressing a hands-off policy, saying, in effect, this is not our war. The Soviet Union was not so standoffish. Today, saying unless China pulls out now, it will honor its friendship treaty with Vietnam, but the Kremlin made no specific military threat. The civil war in Iran came to an uneasy end this week with resignations and executions of former government officials. Ayatollah Khomeini tried to consolidate power and bring the nation back to its feet. Richard Wagner has that story from Tehran.
Although the Ayatollah and his men are in control of Iran, that is not to say they have 100% support of all the people. There are leftist elements who oppose the religious leader's plans to transform Iran into an Islamic republic. The most powerful element of the left is the Fedayeen, militant, disciplined, determined. Although they deny it, the Fedayeen are blamed for the attack on the U.S. Embassy on Wednesday, which captured the U.S. mission for a short time. Also this week, the embassy announced it can no longer protect Americans in Iran. A massive evacuation of the last 5,000 or so U.S. citizens who want to leave is now underway. Not so long ago, there were almost 50,000 Americans in this country. In a few days, there will be just a few hundred, if that. Richard Wagner, CBS News, Tehran.
At nearly the same time as the U.S. Embassy in Iran was being overrun, the U.S. Ambassador in Kabul, Afghanistan, Adolf Dubs, was kidnapped by Muslim radicals. He was killed during a gun battle when Afghan police tried to free him by force, despite U.S. pleas not to do so. The Soviets have a lot of influence in Afghanistan, and State Department spokesman Hodding Carter expressed official shock this week that they decided not to use it in the case of Ambassador Dubs.
The refusal of the Soviet advisors on the spot to consult on this question is impossible to justify, given the fact that the life of the American ambassador was in jeopardy.
There were several strong protests fired at the Kremlin from Washington this week. Bernard Redmont reports from Moscow.
One concerned the role of Soviet advisors in Afghanistan. Others criticized Moscow for spreading anti-American propaganda in Iran. Moscow denied that Soviet advisors were responsible for the Afghanistan government's handling of events in which U.S. Ambassador Adolf Dubs was killed. The U.S. called the behavior of Soviet advisors impossible to justify. U.S. Ambassador to Moscow Malcolm Toon personally called on Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko twice this week. He expressed what was called dismay and surprise that official Soviet media were acting in a way that he said could increase the danger to Americans in Iran. The Soviet media had accused the U.S. of plotting military intervention in Iran. Diplomats here constantly point out that the Soviet-American relationship has frequent ups and downs, but has not reached any dramatic point. They're warning that the current irritations could spill over into other areas like SALT if the tensions persist when the Senate begins to debate the SALT Treaty. Bernard Redmont, CBS News, Moscow.
Amid all the turmoil in Iran and Afghanistan this week, President Carter briefly considered postponing his trip to Mexico, but finally decided against that. A look at his journey south when the world this week continues in 1 minute.
Pardon me, miss, please.
Hi.
Listen, I'm from the local radio station, and I understand you're the world's first female manhole digger.
Yes, I'm terribly, terribly proud.
You enjoy your work?
Oh, yes, well, except for the headaches, the tension. That's when I take my high blood pressure pill.
But high blood pressure usually has no symptoms.
No symptoms at all, but the tension, every manhole is counting on me.
Well, you may be tense, but high blood pressure is a separate problem.
Yes, that's what my doctor said.
Of course he did.
She did.
You have to follow your high blood pressure treatment every day, however you feel.
Are you going to put this on the radio?
Sure.
Oh, well, I'd like to say hello to my agent who got me this job and thank my producer and the director.
So be sure to remember to follow your treatment every day. And to learn more, the National High Blood Pressure Education Program urges you to consult your doctor, health department, heart association, or your local high blood pressure education program.
President Carter went courting better relations with Mexico this week. He found a newly confident nation sitting atop a vast store of oil. He got a cool reception from the president, Lopez Portillo, heard here with a translator.
Mexico has thus suddenly found itself the center of American attention.
Mezcla sorpresiva de interés desde ni temor.
Attention that is a surprising mixture of interest, disdain, and fear.
The sessions ended with sources saying new talks on oil and natural gas trade are expected to open in a month.